there, everybody. We're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast. We call it
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, this lady had to defend herself from a camel, so she bit the camel of the privates. Here's the story. So this lady goes to a truck stop, her and her husband. Her dog gets loose. It goes into the camel enclosure at a truck stop, which I never heard of a truck stop having a petting zoo, but
go figure.
I guess if they can have corn dogs, they can have a petting zoo. Anyway, this dog runs in there. Lady goes in there to get the dog out, and then the camel pretty much attacks her, and she has to bite its testicles to get it off of her.
Oh my gosh.
So that brought up the question, would you? Let's say that you were attacked by a camel, and this camel gets you down and sits on you, and the only way this camel's going to get off is if you fight back a little. And when I say fight back a little, I mean you've got to bite. It's a boy camel, and you got to bite down on his danglies,
his family jewels,
to get him off of you.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Of course.
All right. Tony said he wouldn't, but I don't believe that.
I would.
No, I didn't say. I just said, you know, I've lived a good life, boys. I'm 43.
But and you would. What a terrible way to die, though. You don't want that on your tombstone.
Yeah, but what a terrible way to live. You're going to have to go around. Hey, man, ain't you that guy bit the camel's junk?
I'd rather live, I think.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
No, the people's going to point at you at the Walmarts. Hey, right. That's that guy. That's that guy that bit the camel there.
Yeah, I'd be all right with that.
Everywhere. Yeah, you won't be able okay to go to the Golden Corral. And people be, they'll
that's
be
all right.
Laughing
people already look
eat
at me and go, oh, look, that's the guy that hangs out with Tony. Walker, Texas Ranger is getting a redo.
Can't believe it.
Well, apparently, just nobody can come up with anything original now, so we just keep remaking old stuff.
No, no. What are they remaking now?
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't touch a classic like Walker, Texas Ranger.
They're going to. It's going to be Cordell Walker is going to be played by Jared Padalecki from Supernatural. I hope I'm saying his name right.
He ain't no Chuck Norris.
Like the original show, Walker's going to have a female partner, but she hasn't been cast yet. The new show is just going to be called Walker, and it's either going to be on CW or CBS. And if it's picked up, it's going to come out as early as next fall. And I think it's sad that it's not going to feature Chuck Norris, the same Chuck Norris who could strangle you with a cordless phone, the same Chuck Norris who created giraffes by uppercutting a horse, the same Chuck Norris who could kill two stones with one bird, the same Chuck Norris who doesn't wear a watch because he decides what time it is.
That's right.
He's going to be on the show, and that's just a shame, I think.
Me too.
A new segment, we bring you Truth in Advertising.
It's honesty.
Time for Absolutely Honest Advertising.
Coffee. Start your day with a cup of hot, extremely addictive brown liquid. We take smashed seeds from a flowering shrub picked by severely underpaid labor from another continent and mix it with heated water. This caffeinated sludge is like sipping on boiled asphalt dipped in a cheap cigar. So don't forget to add sweeteners and flavors to mask the real taste. Enjoy a cup of this overpriced, unregulated, psychoactive drug for breakfast. Coffee.
Keep it here for more Absolutely Honest Advertising.
We did some picking
and greening.
Picking
and I'm greening.
Jason, guess what I did?
What?
I changed my Facebook name to No One.
Why?
So when I see stupid post, I can click like and it'll say No One Likes It.
Boy, this is sad, Tony.
What's that?
4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea.
Oh, no.
I guess that means the other one likes it.
Well, Jason, I think I figured out stalking.
Oh, well, good.
Best I see it, stalking's when two people go for a long walk together, but only one of them gets to know about it.
Tony, do you know what they call a deer with no eyes?
No, what?
No idea. Here's Tony's word of the day.
You're getting fancy now.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Channel cat call. Channel cat call is when a cat fisherman puts his lips into the water to call a fish. Channel cat call.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric that's never been written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
His heart got shattered. We all saw it break. As we had to explain that wrestling was fake.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you, as always, with today's
Real Good.
Now, we've seen stories like this one before, but the reason behind this one is just so daggum sweet.
This is beautiful, y'all.
There's a World War II vet named James South, and he lives in a retirement home near Dallas. And he's going viral. Somebody took a picture. He made a sign asking people to send 100 birthday cards for his 100th birthday.
Oh, that there is sweet in itself.
He wants to decorate his room with them, and his late wife is the reason that he thought of it. While they were dating back in World War II,
she
wrote him a letter every day he was gone fighting overseas.
Think about that, y'all.
Yeah.
Every day he was gone, his sweetheart wrote him a letter.
They were married 55 years until she passed away in 2001. Then he lived on his own until 2 years ago when he was 98.
What a guy.
He finally moved into a retirement home. Huh? His birthday's coming up on October the 7th, so you still got a couple of weeks here. So if you want to send a card, there's plenty of time. Here's the address.
All right.
Here's what you need. I'll repeat it, too. Go ahead. Go get your pen.
Okay.
James South, just the way you'd think it's spelled.
James South.
5800 North Park Drive, 5800 North Park Drive, Watauga, Texas, Watauga, Texas, 76148. If you missed that call, we've got it right here for you, and send him a card.
And how sweet. It all started thanks to his wife doing it every day while he was gone at war.
How cool is that? James South, you are
real good.
All right. Well, that does it. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. Be sure to share it and subscribe if you wouldn't mind. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.